What's going on, everybody? So today I'm going to talk to you about a job I had that went out of the way to make the simplest job in the world extremely difficult. Now, here's how the job played out. My job was to go to work, pick up some tires, like tires for a car, brand new ones, put them in the back of a truck, drive that truck to specific locations, give them the tires, and then do it all day. That's what I did. I just did that all day long. Now, it sounds extremely simple, right? Because it is, except this tire delivery service was not so simple. Now, you would think, you walk in, the boss says, here's your routes, here's the addresses of the places, go there. That would make sense. That's not what happened. I'm in a town also that I've never been to in my entire life because I just recently moved here. So I don't know the area. And to be quite honest with you, even if I did know the fucking area, you're still not finding these places. So they would give me my route slips, and it would have, for the most part, it would have the name of the location on it, right? But here's the trick. Sometimes the name of the location on the route slip is not what the location is actually called. And sometimes, all the time, the address on the location is not the actual address. And a lot of times, there wasn't even an address on the goddamn thing. Oh, and to throw in, to just add in something else, I wasn't allowed to have my cell phone anywhere near me or even in the truck while I did this. Granted, I did most of the time, which is how I got through the last few months of this job. But they don't want you to have a cell phone. They give you an old school GPS and they tell you to find the places. How the fuck am I supposed to find these places if the address is wrong? You know how many times I went to the wrong place? All the time. So I would whip up my GPS on my phone, I would go on Google, type in the place, and it would most of the time pull up the address. And even then, sometimes that didn't work because the places weren't always what they were called on the paper. And then they would get upset with me when I got lost. Well, you know, in this day and age, technology is very important, especially when I have an $800 piece of equipment that I can just keep in my pocket that'll guarantee I get to these places. Have a good day, everybody.